Namaste, my friends. Welcome back. Or if you're new here, welcome to the podcast. The Harmony Inspired Health Podcast brings you raw and real conversations from leaders in the industry about all things health, wellness, Ayurveda, and life. My name is Harmony, and I am your podcast host. I am an Ayurveda and integrative health practitioner who specializes in women's hormonal health, a registered nurse, and a business mentor. I'm on a mission to inspire, educate, and empower women to take charge of their health, wealth, and life. Don't forget to subscribe so that you don't miss an episode. And if you listen on iTunes, please give us a 5-star rating so the wisdom shared in these episodes can be spread far and near. Thank you so much from my soul to yours. Before we jump into this soulful episode, I want to remind you that this episode is sponsored by my accredited program, Ayurveda Alchemist. This program certifies you as an Ayurveda holistic health coach. Ayurveda Alchemist is for women who are ready to embark on an epic personal development journey, immersing themselves in the wisdom of Ayurveda, learning how to optimize their health and well-being by addressing all aspects of self, including their physical body, mental and emotional health, and spirituality, whilst wholeheartedly stepping into their dharma, their purpose. This program is also for women who would love to get started with a fulfilling career in Ayurveda, and for already established health, wellness, and life coaches who want to create greater impact by offering a holistic framework that gets their clients exceptional and holistic results. This certification is what you need to step into the high-level practitioner that you were born to be and stand out from the coaching crowd. You will experience undeniable growth personally and professionally. You will be mentored by highly qualified facilitators, guest experts, and practitioners. Spots are strictly limited. If you are ready to up-level your life and help transform the lives of others by becoming an Ayurveda alchemist, head over to www.harmonyinspiredhealth.com.au and apply today. Now, let's get into today's episode. Hello and welcome back to the podcast, and a special warm welcome to all of the beautiful women who are joining us in the Ayurveda and Women's Health Sisterhood. And if you're not in there, make sure that you do come and join us so we can carry these conversations on after the episode. Today, we are going to be talking about hearing, trusting, and strengthening your intuition and how to use your intuition for optimal health. Everyone has intuition, but knowing what it sounds and feels like for you is incredibly helpful so that you can make the best mental, physical, and emotional health decisions. Learning to rely on your intuitive intel makes the path to optimal health shorter and much more enjoyable. And to help us with this topic today, we have the wonderful Alison Sutter, who is an intuitive channel, author, and spiritual mentor. For over 8 years, she's been creating and facilitating online self-help classes for students worldwide. And she has a wonderful book that has just hit the shelves March this year, so March 2023. And her book is called A Guide for Strengthening Your Intuitive Connection. Welcome to the podcast, Alison.
Thanks for having me. It's great to be here.
You're so welcome. I always start our episodes with my rapid inspiration questions. So the first one is, can you please inspire us with what your superpower is?
It is making really crazy esoteric information seem so simple. You're like, wait, what?
Amazing. I love that. Simplicity is always key. And what is your favorite quote or mantra?
I don't really have one, to be honest with you, because of what I talk about. Anything can be a mantra. It's the energy behind it. So I love earthworms. Could be a mantra. Is infused with the right open energy.
Yeah, love it. And who or what is inspiring you at the moment?
Nature. Oh my gosh, nature. Even though it's quiet, it's inspiring.
Absolutely. I know. Nature is amazing. And as an Ayurvedic practitioner, we draw so much of our teachings and our learnings and aspects from nature. Like, we are part of nature, but a lot of us forget that sometimes. We get caught up in our busy manufactured world. So nature certainly is inspiring, so much beauty in it. So to start the episode today, I would love to start by defining the word intuition. Like, I'm sure we all know what it means, but I'd love to hear your definition of intuition.
Well, it's interesting because let me just start by saying any word, let's say friendship. You have a different definition of friendship than I have. A fun summer evening is different for you than it is for me. And so while we think there is a common definition, the definition that we hold true is really different for each individual. For example, when I was in my 20s, I had no relationship with that word. I didn't actually start to have a relationship with it until I was in my 40s. And then at that point, I adopted what was seemingly a very common definition, which was like a gut feeling or knowing when the phone's going to ring or who, you know, those kind of things that we talk about, you see in movies and that kind of stuff. And then over time, as I got more and more involved with understanding from my perspective what intuition is, it's evolved to be now it is what I consider to be a third reality. In the same way that this computer is a third reality translating information for the viewer. We're not sitting next to each other. There's an interface. So for me, intuition is a third reality interface. And what is it bringing through? It's bringing through information from your higher self, from spirit guides, from soul teams, from a consciousness or forms of consciousness that need a little bit of a translation. And so that translation comes through in multiple different ways. For me, it's clairvoyance, clairaudience, clairsentience, like all of the clairs. And really what that is an alchemical reaction, right, in the body. It's a hormone system reacting to a translation. So sometimes people say gut feeling, sometimes they say it's a tingling, and that's really what clairs are. They're a recognition of sort of either a hormonal reaction in the body or some kind of vision or auditory type of thing. But so that's kind of what it is for me at the moment.
Amazing. And you mentioned that you didn't really resonate with it until you were in your 40s. So could you share with us what happened there? Like, what was that transition all about?
Well, so I'll take you back to my 20s first. When I was in my 20s, my mom died of cancer. She was 53. I was 20. At that moment of her transition, we had a convergence. And I understood from my perspective what happens when energy retracts itself from the physical and becomes 100% non-physical. I knew. And of course, I wanted nothing to do with it. So I had, in my book, I talk about connecting the dots backwards and knowing how intuition worked backwards. But when I was in my 40s, I had a situation which I was getting into personal development. I had gone to do holistic lifestyle coaching and I learned about mind, body, spirit, and spirit was what drew me to it. I worked with somebody who was pretty very well known in the personal development industry. And what I realized is there's a lot of standardized personal development out there. It's not really personal development. There's a standardization to it. There's a lot of here, just do this because it worked for me. And this particular individual was very focused on money. It was very, very money focused. And it just, my whole system blew up. And I came out of that with a lot less money, a lot less dignity. And I said, well, what do I have left? I mean, I have very little left here. What do I have? I have my intuition, which is mine. And I have the ability to understand how to transform all of those fears that have been stalking me my whole life. And I have the ability to be my authentic self. So, you know, that's kind of where I began to really delve into what is intuition? How does it work? Because every single person has it, whether they want a relationship with it or not, it's completely up to them. It's not good or bad. It just sort of is what is your desire and path. So I really learned, and I really think that it is going to be such a massive component of our development as we go forward and as we recognize that standardization doesn't work. It just doesn't work in any shape or form. So what's left? Individualization. And intuition comes into play in there.
Wonderful. And I'd love to just unpack that a little bit further, because it's really interesting what you did say about the personal development industry and it being very standardized as opposed to more personalized. I think the way the personal development industry is going, or maybe I'm just more aware of it at the moment, or it seems to pop up all the time, is there's a real big movement towards manifestation. So could you please break down the difference between intuition and manifesting?
Well, you're manifesting all the time. Okay, so that got sort of this very grandiose meaning to it when the movie The Secret came out. You and I are manifesting all the time. You wake up and you manifest. No one needs to learn to be a manifester. You are manifesting. That's what we do as spiritual beings in the physical realm. Intuition is a system of transferring energy from one form to another, from a non-physical form to an integrative form of the physical body, so that you can make decisions, so that you can understand situations and yourself. So manifestation, like, I think that's just become silly at this point, because everybody's manifesting. It's just a matter of, you know, do you want to manifest a greater connection with your intuition? Sure, you can do that, right? That's absolutely possible. So I think, you know, we just sort of need to recognize that it's not a big deal. You manifest breakfast, lunch, dinner. You manifest clothes on your back. You manifest the house that you live in. Like, you're constantly manifesting. I think it just becomes a matter of what do I want? If I want to use that word, what do I want to manifest on the inner realm? Right? What do I want to become aware of? And really, that's in the inner realm. Manifestation is an awareness level. You know, it's becoming in tune with the components that you already have, that you were born with.
And for people who are a little bit conflicted with understanding what that gut feeling feels like, that intuition feels like for them, as opposed to all of the talk that goes on in their mind, how do you hear, trust, and follow your intuition? Like, how do you strengthen that relationship with your intuition so you can be really discerning between the fear and the ego mind, and we call it Ahamkara in Ayurveda, and that deep-seated intuition?
Well, intuition is benevolent. Intuition isn't fearful. Like, that's the difference. I think people are like, well, how do I know what the difference between fear and intuition is? Fear is fear. It doesn't feel good in any way, shape, or form. Intuition is not fear-based. It's a benevolent energy. And you can have a benevolent communication, and right on the heels of it, that gets all messed up, is a fearful thought, is a fearful idea. You can be in a traumatic or dangerous situation, but the communication itself is loving, unconditional benevolence. Like, there isn't anything evil or negative about it. It's the lightning speed with which we process information that can get confusing. So you need to say to yourself, you know, what is the benevolent idea? What is the idea that I'm excited about and interested about? And what is, you know, where did this thought come from? For example, like, you know, I want to paint my room blue. And then you go, well, what am my mom going to think of that? Right. So it's all intertwined, and you have to begin to separate it out. So you got to go slowly with it. And the first step is, what is your definition? Right. What is your relationship? You got to give it some thought, and you got to begin to discern, well, what is my do I just think it's available for women only? Or do I think it's only available for men? Do I think it's only available for special people? Like, what is my current active definition? And then, do I want to change that, right? Do I want to have a different definition? Because whatever your active definition is influencing how you perceive it. So if you think it's only a gut feeling, you're going to miss the 99% of communication that's coming through on these different wavelengths, because the only thing that you're allowing yourself to be aware of is a gut feeling, if that's your definition, right? So you'll begin to discern over time as you get better and better at recognizing the ways that intuition comes through for you. For example, I've gone all the way to, I understand verbal communication in my head. What is intuition? It's almost like a very subtle level of discernment in between an intuitive thought from spirit and intuitive thought from your higher self, right? So it's really about fine tuning and getting in there and taking some time and having patience with yourself to determine what is this? So that's how you strengthen it, by getting up every day and kind of focusing on it, playing with it, figuring it out.
Absolutely. And I do want to just unpack something here in the way of speaking about intuition and connecting to your higher self, because I feel, even like for myself, I have felt that I have quote unquote been let down by my perceived intuition, and recently as well. So I guess, you know, for someone who has felt let down by their intuition or what they perceive as their intuitive understanding, where they've really invested in the beliefs, they've had all the signs, they're vibrating at that, you know, vibrational level, and they have that, like, that full feeling that this is it and this is going to work out, and everything you know, around that is all the signs are there, like you mentioned, all the clairs, like you're feeling, you're hearing things, and then the situation didn't turn out as expected or as good as you had expected. What do you say about that? Like, is that intuition more dominant if we are in more of a, like, do or die type of situation? Or what is it when you get all the feels and you're really aligned with everything, but then you're like, oh, well, was that my intuition? Because I felt so strongly that it was, but it didn't actually work out like that. So what is this? Like, what's happening here?
Well, I think it's a misunderstanding of what intuition is there to do for you. It is not there to make sure everything works out perfectly, because not everything is supposed to work out perfectly in your life. But let's give an example. Let's say you have the impulse and you think it's an intuitive idea to say something specific to your friend, but your friend goes, I don't want to hear from you. In fact, I don't ever want to talk to you again. You're like, well, wait, I thought that was an intuitive idea. It probably was, but you can't lump onto intuition the ability to make everything positive. It's not what it's for. It's to guide you a step along the way. And sometimes things not working out the way you thought is the way it's supposed to go, right? So don't misunderstand a benevolent communication with the idea that everything's supposed to be perfect. It's not what it is. You can hear intuition in every single kind of situation. It could be you're sitting on the beach reading a book to a very disastrous situation. And I talk about both kinds because I live in Highland Park. If anybody knows where Highland Park is, we had a mass shooting this summer. So you can, and I talk about that event specifically. I talk about being in the car, my husband falling asleep at the wheel and having an intuitive idea to knock him and to wake him up. But I also talk about intuition in very calm, organic situations. It's not there to tell you specifically what to do. It's not there to make sure things turn out in a certain way. It's a guidance system. You have free will. You have a soul purpose. You have soul themes to explore. It's a guidance mechanism. That's it. If you misunderstand a situation by it not turning out the way you thought, it doesn't mean you didn't have an intuitive inclination. It just means stop demanding that things turn out a certain way.
Yeah, well said. And how can you use your intuition to help optimize your health at any age?
Well, so intuition is a guidance mechanism. You can put it in any bucket. You can put it in the health bucket, the business bucket, the relationship bucket. So if you want to put it in the health bucket, determine what your definition is, begin to fine tune it. So go to the grocery store, pick up an apple and an orange, right? And begin to tune into what is going to serve me at the highest level based on my health at this moment, right? And begin to tune into what kind of inclination you get. Now, remember, don't demand that situation turn out a specific way. Maybe you eat the orange and you have an allergic reaction, but you were supposed to, right? You were supposed to, versus the apple. If you choose the apple and everything works out great, perfect. The point is not to determine the outcome. It's to tune into the next best choice in that moment, right? So You can do that with any health protocol, with food, with timing of food, pretty much anything, because it's a discernment mechanism that you can apply to any subject matter.
Mm, yeah, absolutely. And with that, so with our intuition, for I guess some people, if they're not in the right state of mind, so if they're not feeling well within themselves, if they're not healthy, if they've got a lot of relationships going on and they just haven't cultivated that self-awareness, they're to tap into that can be quite odd or strange or difficult, or they just haven't really done that. It doesn't come as naturally as someone who has a deeper understanding, who has been practicing, doing different meditative tools to really reach out to that sort of higher self and really understanding that deep awareness. So for somebody who is feeling like, I really want to trust myself more, I really want to create that relationship with my intuition and my knowing, how, besides having their definition of intuition, are there any tools or activities that you can suggest someone can start with to really strengthen that power within themselves to get to that higher self more accessibly and quicker?
Well, I never give out specifics because the specifics are very unique to the person. I give you a formula to follow, because if I said to you, meditate for 20 minutes a day, and you're like, I hate meditating, well, it's going to be detrimental in the long run. If I said, you know, go sort your socks into colors, and you're like, but I hate sorting socks into colors. So I never give people specific things to do precisely because I want you to follow what feels right for you. So in that vein, here is a sentence that you can apply to yourself in any moment of your day that will lead you to the next step, which will be the thing that allows you to strengthen your intuition, the inspired action that you get. So it goes like this, and I'll say it quickly, but then we can go back and break it down. So you wake up let's just start from you wake up, what you're going to do is you're going to follow from the choices that you have before you, you're going to follow your highest level of excitement, right? Your passion. In any given moment, you're going to take it as far as you can take it. You can't take it any farther. You're not going to demand that excitement become something specific, and you're going to stay in a positive mindset no matter what. If you follow that formula, you will strengthen your intuition. So you wake up out of bed, you're like, what do I eat today? The most exciting thing I can eat today. Is it oatmeal or is it, you know, pancakes? Let's just say. You're going to choose between the two. The discernment process of following your excitement, because excitement leads to more awareness, because excitement is the language of your soul talking to you. If you're speaking the language of your soul, you're automatically going to become more aware of that intuitive excitement or that intuitive awareness just by default almost. And then you go, what am I going to wear today? Make it a game. Don't just go to the closet, rummage through and pick something. Make it two or three choices and say, what is the thing that feels a little better to me in this choice? Don't imagine an outfit you don't have. Pick from the stuff you have, right? And then continue that. And what you're doing is when you pick the things that are most exciting for you, because it's literally the linguistics of your soul. That's what passion and excitement are. You are going to become more attuned to the messages and keep asking yourself, is this an intuitive message? Invite yourself every day before you go to bed. You can invite yourself to wake up tomorrow and say, I would like to be more aware, organically aware as I walk through my day. I want aha moments, right? That show me that this is an intuitive idea. For some people, that might be this conversation, right? And they watch it and they go, oh, wait, that idea I had was actually an intuitive conversation or communication? Yeah, it was. So it's little things. You're not going to make any quantum leaps. If you're somebody who has no conversation with intuition, do not expect to call yourself an intuitive medium tomorrow. Probably not going to happen, right? Little tiny baby steps. You're not behind. There's no rush. It's perfect in the pacing. The doubt and you know, kind of confusion that you have, it's actually perfect, right? You're not in the wrong place. And be careful how you're talking to yourself, because if you're talking to yourself and you go, well, I've never thought about it before, therefore it's going to take me 10 years. Why? Why? Because that's what it took someone else? Like, no, not necessarily. You could wake up in 3 months and be like, woo, like, got it all worked out. Why not? There's as many different pathways forward as there are people on this planet.
I would, you mentioned earlier as well, all of the Claires. So I would love to speak more on those. I know for myself, I get these weird like sensation and goosebumps all up my arms and around my my cheeks and my chin. But it's generally when I'm talking to somebody and I'm feeling it's the truth for them. It's not so much I get it for myself. So it's really bizarre. I'm like, why can't I get these, you know, goosebumps and these feelings when it's like so true for me? It's usually for other people. And I'm like, yes, you've got to follow that path. Or yes, that is amazing. That is so perfect. Or I'm just hearing a really deep-seated truth in something. I just get these crazy goosebumps just shoot up all through my arms and my face. How could you explain more about the different types of Clairs and the meaning behind that, what people might be experiencing for those that aren't aware of it? Maybe they are getting like these full-on intuitive insights and these intuitive manifestations, but they're just not sure of what that is.
Sure, we can just start with clairvoyance. That's just seeing an idea, right? That's just seeing something in your head. People do that all the time. They just don't call it intuitive. I guarantee you, your viewers have had clairvoyance a billion times. They just haven't attached that definition of intuition because it happens so seamlessly. It's been happening since you were born, and you just haven't attached that definition to it. Clairaudience, how many times do people have voices in their head? All the time. Like, you know, we talk to ourselves in our head, ideas pop in sort of an auditory format, but we never associate it with clairaudience. Clairsentience, that sort of just, I just know this is the thing. People do that all the time. They say it to their friends, but they don't go, hey, I'm clairsentient. They just go, I knew it, right? So think of the last time you did that. Go look, if you have an interest in it, go look, and you don't know anything about the Clairs, just go look up the different Clairs. I had never thought about, it's not clairgustians, it's like Clair, I just wrote about it in my book and I can't think of the name of it right now, but it's smell, right? So how many times have you smelled something and had kind of an intuitive inclination about what you should make for dinner? You're like, oh God, you know what? It's so-and-so's birthday and they'd really like some blah, blah, blah. But that's intuitive based on scent. So I think we just take these hard and fast rules about things and we never make the connections between how we're intuitive and there are infinite ways it's coming through. And if those words don't resonate with you, don't worry about it. It's no big deal. Just say things like, I just knew it. Like if that's the kind of verbiage that works for you, use it. You don't have to say clairaudience, clairsentience, clairvoyance, claircognizance. Like you don't have to use those funky words if you don't want to.
Brilliant. And so what I'm hearing when it comes to trusting your intuition more is that first you've got to cultivate this sense of awareness. So really listen to what you're thinking or what you're seeing or what you're hearing and knowing and understanding that is coming from a deeper place and that you should trust that. So it's my understanding is like intuition, for me, it comes through as a knowing, but like intuition for some people, it's like we spoke about before, discerning between the ego mind, like the one that tries to keep us safe, and the intuition. So whether or not to take that, to launch that product or to take that job offer or whatever that may be. And you might see the pros and the cons, and your intuition could be telling you, you know, you're here, follow your dreams, go do it. And then the ego is like, you know, don't go do it because this could happen. You've already got a really stable job, whatever that might be for you. But it's like discerning between the two, I find, is the trickiest thing when both of them seem really loud and both of them, there's so many pros and cons. So is intuition that sort of first fleeting response to a question or a thought that you have?
It can be. I want to give you my definition of this. So ego has gotten this really bad rap. Let me just give you a different, in your view, is a different way to play with this concept. So as a non-physical consciousness experiencing self in the physical, we need particular psychic constructs. We need ways of interacting with this reality. The ego is one of those ways. Instead of thinking of it like you've normally thought of it, think of it like this. You have a pair of goggles on and you're going to go swimming. And the goggles allow you to see this moment of now in front of you. The goggles do not tell you where to look. They don't tell you when to go swim in a different direction. They don't tell you what rocks to pick up. They just show you in that reality, clarity. They're just there. That's the ego in my definition. It is a construct that we need to function in this reality. Anything in this reality can be positive and negative. And so when this thing we call the ego becomes negative, it's because you've given the physical mind too much responsibility and it breaks out. The higher mind is the one that works all the details out in this thing we call the past, present, and future. And so when you integrate, and intuition's in the higher mind in my definition. So when you integrate it, you get a fuller expression of this thing we call positive ego. So if you're trying to figure stuff out, if you're putting too much pressure and you're trying to use your physical mind to like goal set 30 days from now, or figure out how, you know, you're going to fix that illness in a year, and you start to get anxious, recognize that you're giving it too much responsibility, pull it back and start playing with these ideas. Tell yourself, wait a second, I heard that podcast and the guest was talking about that intuition's always benevolent. So is there a way that when I'm trying to figure out what decision to make in my business, that I can separate the intuitive ideas, which I remember the guest said that they're not supposed to predict the future. They're not supposed to make everything perfect. So, all right. So that being said, I'm going to take this idea. I'm going to know that I have a belief that is causing me some fear. My belief is, I don't know what's going to happen, therefore I should be scared. Or I don't know how I'm going to make the money, therefore I'm going to be scared. Whatever the fear is, and you can tell yourself, okay, these are getting mushed up. And over time, what you will realize is because intuition's coming from a bird's eye perspective, it's constantly leading you towards the success and abundance that's naturally yours. So even if it looks like you've gone off the road, eventually with practice, you can trust that side road is actually leading you, giving you your soul lessons, giving you the themes that you wanted to explore, because this is all integrated, right? These aren't separate, but that what you thought was a side road was actually the main road. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you. Yeah, that makes so much sense. I love that explanation. And I'm super excited for you about releasing your book. I would love for you to share more about, you know, the inspiration behind your book and a little bit more about it.
Sure. Well, the first book that I wrote and the program that I coach and stuff is called Accelerate Your Mojo. And there are three components of that. And what that is, transforming fear, being your authentic self, and intuition. So I took that third component because I've done some summits on intuition as well. And what I did is I gathered from hundreds of different responses. I gathered about 20 of them from people's actual responses where they were confused or like, is it? And the same questions that you're asking are some of those things. The fear is an intuition. How do I discern the difference? How do I know why it works sometimes and doesn't work some other times? And like all of those kinds of questions. And so I built the book around these statements of confusion that people had. So yeah, that's what I did. And then I sprinkled in there some of my own anecdotes. There's a chapter, like for example, there's a chapter on connecting the dots. Because when you start to connect the dots back through your past, you will undoubtedly realize that you have been guided by intuition the whole way. So I talk about some of the touch points all the way from 3 years old to present day. And I talk about how there's sort of a prophetic nature to intuition too, where you can understand when you have these moments of accentuated sort of kinesthetic awareness, and then you can connect it later on. You're like, oh, yes, okay, I get it. And it builds your trust, right? So there's stories in there, there's some pictures. I talk about beliefs in there because you can't talk about beliefs or intuition without talking about beliefs and belief structures. And there is some repetition to some ideas because it's meant to be a book you can just open and look through a different chapter if you want to. There are some ideas and exercises at the end if you want that kind of support, but it's also very different. And in the introduction, I talk about how this is not a symmetrical book. It's actually an asymmetrical book, and it does not follow the very standardized protocol where an author will write a chapter and then they'll tell you what you're supposed to remember and they'll tell you what to do, right? That's a pretty typical recipe for a personal development book. I didn't do that. What I did is I gave you some information and I gave you questions to ask. What stood out to you? And by asking those questions, I'm asking you to strengthen your intuition, right? I was in personal development, I was in standardized education for many years. I was an elementary teacher. I have a master's degree in education. Like, I get the indoctrination of standardized education, but now I'm like, you know what, guys, we need to scrap that. We need to go in another direction. So even with this book, I'm asking you to step up to the plate. I'm saying, what stood out to you? The reason why it stood out is it's probably intuitive inclination. You know, what jumped out for you? What do you think was the most important thing about that chapter? It doesn't matter what I think, it matters what you think.
That's so good. That's so true. And where can all of our listeners find your book?
On Amazon. Amazon.
Worldwide?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Amazing. And whereabouts can they connect with you personally? Do you have your Instagram website?
Yep. Instagram, it's Allison Sutter 3. My website is AllisonSutter.com. I do stuff on periodically on YouTube. I have a Facebook page. It's my business, which is Living 360 LLC. I'm kind of all over the place.
Nice. Thank you so much. I will put your link in the show notes. Thank you so much for coming along and sharing all of your beautiful advice and wisdom and intuition with us. Is there any words you would like to leave us with today?
Follow your heart, guys. Follow your heart.
Thank you. Thank you so much. If you missed the intro and jump straight to the episode, don't forget that my Ayurveda Alchemist program is open for enrollment via application. This program certifies you as an Ayurveda lifestyle and wellness coach and will help you up-level your health and wellness business. You'll gain access to the ancient wisdom of Ayurveda and graduate with a knowledge of how to incorporate this timeless wisdom and holistic framework into your business so that you can create greater impact and boldly step into the high-level practitioner you know you can be. If you are ready to up-level your life and help transform the life of others by becoming an Ayurveda alchemist, head over to harmonyinspiredhealth.com.au and apply today. Thank you so much for listening to this episode and staying right to the end. Let's take our relationship a little further and connect in the world of socials. Follow me personally on Instagram at harmony.inspired.ayurveda. My women's health clinic on Instagram is harmony_inspired_health, or join our Facebook community, the Ayurvedic Soul Sister Tribe. Reach out on any of those channels and let me know if you enjoyed the episode, what type of episodes you would like to hear more of in the future, or simply just swing by and say hi. And don't forget to subscribe so that you don't miss an episode. And if you listen on iTunes, please give us a 5-star rating so the wisdom shared in these episodes can be spread far and near. Thank you so much, my friends, from my soul to yours.